We're on. This is TWAT, episode 61, Friday the 13th, 2006. To episode 61 of TWAT, TWAT Tech Radio at twattech.org. I'm your host today, the Yellow One. Today we're going to take a look at a couple applications that can keep what you're doing online away from some prying eyes. The first application that is going to be the centerpiece of this is going to be an application called Ghostzilla. Ghostzilla is a web browser, and as you can probably tell, it's based on the Mozilla platform. Hasn't been updated in quite a while, but essentially what it does is absolutely perfect. It runs inside of any other application that you have open on your desktop. So if you're working in Microsoft Outlook, if you're in Windows Explorer, whatever custom application that you have for your job, it'll open up right inside of that particular window. And it's going to run there as long as you don't move your mouse outside of that window. Now, as soon as you move your mouse outside of that window, Ghostzilla is gone. It disappears. And to get it back, you need to move your mouse to the left edge, the right edge, and the left edge, and it'll appear again. That's all nice and dandy, but we're going to take this one step further. Ghostzilla has some hiding levels as well built into it. It has what it calls levels 1 through 6, and it gives you the ability to have either text and pictures appear in full color or in shades or degrees of black and then gray or and white. So it can look like you're absolutely doing nothing on your desktop but what you're supposed to be doing, or you can have a full-fledged web browser there built right into Microsoft Outlook or Mozilla Thunderbird or Endura, whichever application you use for mail or whatever you're doing at work there. Now let's take this a step further, because all of that has been well and good, but as you know, you've seen the tutorials. That network admin Iron Geek, he's over there sitting on the line, sniffing the traffic, looking at what you're doing, and that's just not cool either, is it? So what we want to do is we want to encrypt our traffic. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. Very easy to go out and buy a web proxy, like a Megaproxy or yourfreedom.de or Privoxy. All good spots. It's, some of them are web-based. You just go to a secret URL that they give you, and you can go ahead and log in and browse. Some of them are software-based, like yourfreedom. You're going to download a little application. It's going to run on your computer. You can go ahead and browse. But we want to do this free. And we want to be able to run whatever we want to run behind the firewall so that Iron Geek doesn't get a chance to look at our traffic. So we're going to take a look at a program called HTTPHost. HTTPHost has a companion application called HTTPort. HTTPHost goes on your computer at the house. HTTPort goes on your computer at work. And what these do is simply port forwarding and encrypted traffic between. It's going to allow you to establish a SOC server, if you so desire, on your desktop at work and redirect the traffic from Ghostzilla to that SOC server. Encrypt it, send it to the HTTPHost at the house. Proxy Plus is going to send it out to the internet and return it through the encrypted channel. And you're going to be able to do this type of thing with almost any application. Just remember that there's going to be a time lag because you are port forwarding, and it does depend on your upload speed at the house. Certain people don't have the same upload speed as they have download speed. But HTTPHost, HTTPort, Ghostzilla, it's going to allow you to do a lot of different stuff at work that you weren't able to do before, and without having prying eyes interject into what you're up to. I didn't get into a lot of the details of it because they're really straightforward. When you look on HTTP port, on the port mapping tab, there's a section where you can add or remove, and basically you're adding a local port and a remote port. So what port you're going to be redirecting to on a local machine and what port you want to be redirecting to on a remote machine. And then you want to be able to definitely identify the remote host. And we all know about dynamic DNS resolution. So go out and grab yourself a dynamic DNS address. Hope that your router is compatible. If it's not, get a little client application, put it on your desktop that always updates it so you know what your IP address is at the house. I found this to be a little bit easier than running Secure Shell on my server at the house, because having Secure Shell just makes you a target. And I'm looking for a complete guide to running Secure Shell on a Windows box. Until then, you know, I'll be toying around with a lot of different stuff. Jump in and submit some more stuff to twatech.org. This is my first submission, my first try go around. Hope I didn't bore you too bad. My name is The Yellow One. You can reach me at theyellow1@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace. Tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. No rush your shoulders off, stupid. I got you. Yeah.